let's get going here. There's so much going on. The news is up now. It will be amended shortly. There'll be even more up. It's loaded. So, again, just read the headlines if you have no time. Open the ones you want to take a look at, but if you just scan the headlines, and you'll have a good grip on the general sense of things. Mitchell Henderson is back with us tonight to give us an Intel Assets inside look at some of this insanity that has been hidden so well. It didn't just happen. It's been there. But now, those of us who are not watching the mainstream media and being brainwashed are actually getting to see and hear how evil and satanic and ugly and dark so much of the power structure that controls us, doesn't serve us, don't make that mistake, it controls us, is. And it is dirty, down, and deadly. Mitchell, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Always my pleasure.
Since the last time we spoke, I have been talking to lots of sources. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to do is, you know, you always, in military intelligence, you try to figure out, like, what they call intelligence indicators. And those are things that let you know that the enemy is about to attack and stuff, okay? You also want to have a trajectory of what they're doing. That's why you keep intelligence logs, so you can kind of following which way are they headed, you know? What are they headed for? So first, let me just cover the Democrats, Marxists, coup d'etat. Okay, which actually this particular coup d'etat that we're going through began in 2015. Okay, that's when they started planning this. Okay, this particular one. I mean, the whole conspiracy is a long game, but this particular coup d'etat started in 2015. Okay, so using the media, Hollywood, Madison Avenue, the music and art industry, and academia, they propagandize the people. Keep in mind that the vast majority of Democrats have no idea that they are Marxist. But make no mistake, they are just as Marxist as Lenin, Stalin, or Mao. Okay, cultural Marxist philosophers like Adorno and Horkheimer, as a matter of fact, those two guys specifically, use the phrase critical theory instead of Marxism intentionally to deceive people. So they want to make people Marxist without knowing they're Marxists. Okay, it's sort of like the old saying that the biggest thing that the biggest deception that Satan can do is to convince people he doesn't exist. It's the same with the Marxists. They're using that same text. Nobody who's Marxist there's a few people who admit they're Marxist, but the vast majority of the Marxists out there have no idea they are Marxists, and they would deny it if you told them they were. Even if you pointed out that what they believe is exactly what the Communist Manifesto says, exactly what, you know, you can look at the Democratic Party platform and the Communist Manifesto, and, you know, it kind of comes together. The Democrats conspired directly with the Chinese Communist Party to launch a biological warfare attack on the USA. They did this for three reasons. To destroy the great economy that Trump had built, to subvert his popularity and prepare the USA for a Marxist reset of the economy, and to destroy all independent income, to destroy the Bill of Rights so that like Washington, D.C. mayor could order all hotels, restaurants, and food stores to close between the 4th and the 7th of January to deny American citizens their constitutional rights to assembly. You can expect something similar on Inauguration Day. And to make it necessary to rely upon mail in voting, which is by far the easiest means of rigging an election. The senatorial race in Georgia is a rigged election, and the Democrat senators will win. They will not complete the vote counting on that day because they need time to cheat. They also don't want to give us a trigger point, okay? So Georgia's Republican officials are owned by the globalists. Democrats care only about power, not legitimacy. an invisible enemy like a virus. This is from intelligence sources, okay? An invisible enemy like a virus creates both more fear and more dependency on the state and more compliance than a visible enemy can, okay? That is straight out of the mouth of intelligence, okay?
Got you. Why don't you do, hold on, do that again. That was really important.
Okay, an invisible enemy like a virus creates both more fear, more dependency on the state, and more compliance than a visible enemy can. Okay. The fear will also have many people buying into a cure of unknown efficacy. Efficiency. I don't know how to say that word right.
Efficacy.
Okay. There we go. Good man. Okay. That is an underhanded way of finally linking. The purpose of this is to link IoT and AI into humans digitally. This is their dream. They have wanted to link AI and IoT directly to humans, digitize humans, and link us all up. IoT, you know what that is. It's the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence.
Well, it's exactly what they're doing with this fake vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a carrier. They're going to put bioelectric nanotech in people and link them, control them. Those are send and receive systems that are being put in the body, self-replicating, self-repairing, and using the body's own electricity to fuel themselves. This is what they're doing.
Exactly. So those who take this vaccine will be cyborgs, GMOs, and transhumans. The elite's next step in evolution, okay? The objective is total control of all humans. It's for our own good, Jeff, okay?
Of course.
You have to realize that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all to all communist butchers. Thank you for helping.
Yeah, they were so helpful. The use of Marxist agitprop, which is agitational propaganda, and it's meant to anger and above all in order to totally confuse the population as to what is going on. If you can create confusion and uncertainty in the population, they're easier to control. This was done through the Mueller investigation, the impeachment, and finally the COVID pandemic and a rigged election. Also letting the clearly Marxist Black Lives Matter and Antifa intimidate people into silence. Their violence had the purpose of creating silence in the opposition, okay, which I might add they did effectively. Now these come from a foreign, this information comes from a foreign intelligence agency, okay? I can't really say who, because I don't want my guy to get in trouble, okay?
Of course.
So, so both the FBI and the CIA has always kept dossiers on powerful people to blackmail them. It is not old. They used to trap cheaters with honey traps and blackmail them into complying. Take note that the CIA and FBI want corrupt public officials so they can control them. Since the gay liberation and sexual revolution, gay sex and cheating on your wife or husband is no longer a viable means of blackmail. You don't get fired for that. So it comes along the CIA, FBI, MI6, Mossad, and six other foreign intelligence agencies joined together using Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to blackmail powerful people with pedophilia, which at the moment is a serious felony. And I say at the moment because the Democrats want to legalize it in the next 2 years. That'll be on the top of their agenda. Okay. Among people named are Chief Justice John Roberts, Vice President Mike Pence, James Coney, Robert Mueller, and Eric Holder. I am told by very reliable sources that most of our military leadership is, in fact, on the blackmail list. Okay. Perhaps this is why Trump put the Special Operations Command directly under the Secretary of Defense. Somebody has to protect the nation, okay? This military is not going, they are going to do what they're blackmailed into doing, okay?
That's regular military, okay? What Miller has in his hands, allegedly, all special ops from all branches of service, and probably the entire Marine Corps. Now, you might see conflict between that echelon and the regular army, led by crooked, corrupt, treasonous, traitorous generals. They're out there. I just don't have an answer. But it seems to me that the only way this is going to be sorted out is with the use of special forces and the Marines at this point. Now, I may be way out in left field with that. Excuse the political stretch, but I don't see any other way to do it at this point. I'm not confident about Wednesday at all. I'm not confident about Mike Pence.
No, he's named as one of the blackmail.
Yes.
People. Okay, he's named as one of them. So, and so is John Roberts. I mean, you can just look
at
all
Pence,
these
the good Christian,
cowardly
cheating
Republicans
on his wife
who will
with
not
little
do
boys
the job.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so but somebody has to. Well, this blackmail is really hideous because the children and the babies harvested for these blackmail operations are subjected to sex, torture, cannibalism, and ritual sacrifice. Almost all of the richest people on earth take part in this. Okay, so this is actually very common. And these are the people who pay campaign funds for people. These are people who are going to push for the legalization of pedophilia. That's the only way they can get the blackmailers off
their
back.
They're already pushing that in California to call it just another lifestyle. That's their their cover.
Exactly.
Just another lifestyle.
Okay, so Joe Biden, for all these reasons, will be sworn in on January 20th, meaning that the end of the U.S. Constitutional Republic, democracy itself, and of course the Bill of Rights. They want total power, so we'll control Congress and the Senate, as well as the presidency, and they have the Supreme Court blackmailed into seeing things their way.
Well, it's like a third world cesspool, is what it'll be like.
Yes, it is. I spent many years in the third world, so this all looks very familiar to me. I've been in so many, I've been in coup d'etats in other countries, I've seen revolutions, civil wars. This all looks very, very familiar to me. I've been here before. Okay. So one of the things that I want to do is I want to talk about false narratives that have been put out over the past year or so. Okay. Now I call these false narratives because what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the narrative of private individuals. Okay. So a false narrative is what the media has been telling you. I'm going to tell you what common people have been telling me. And these people are in New England, Illinois, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, California, and Oregon. Okay. So this comes from all different types of people and all different, and actually I've met with many groups in many of these states and had long discussions with them. Okay, so I want you to keep in mind that some of the things that I'm going to say are very incendiary, but the things that I've been told. Okay, I don't have a duty to report them to anybody because they're all at this point hypotheticals, and they're rhetorical statements because they're all circled with that word if. If this happens, then I'll do that. That doesn't constitute a crime. Okay.
You have they're to all conditional. I got it.
Do the crime. Okay. This is all conditional. Mm-hmm. So the census undercount was due to the COVID epidemic. That is what we were told. But many people refuse to be counted in the census because apportionment of congressmen goes according to the census, and they know that their congressman in no way whatsoever represents them. There was even a quiet movement to encourage everyone not to be counted with the goal of reducing the House of Representatives to one congressman per state because they are a threat to our liberty. Okay. The states were counting illegal immigrants in order to increase their count, and citizens felt that they should not be counted because counting illegal immigrants, in effect, disenfranchises them and waters down their voice in government. The state gets $20,000 per year for every person counted in the census as block grants from the federal government. And they did not want to be counted because they feared that that $20,000, that the money would be used to oppress them directly or encourage more illegal aliens to come in to depress wages and destroy our economy. Okay. The next false narrative is the pandemic has taught us what we miss. This was in the New York Times on New Year's Day. Okay. Actually, many people in the last 9 months have realized that they do not miss bars, nightclubs, restaurants, movies. Everything that Hollywood makes is crap and
college
focused
sports.
On indoctrination anyway.
Yeah.
And sports. Yeah. Music venues, zoos, museums, and sports games. Okay. They think movies are indoctrination, not entertainment. Okay. People don't miss them. They have realized what a distraction they were to life and made them live vicariously instead of personally. So many people are not missing all these things. They think that, oh, okay, well, when we open back up again, they can have, what they intend to do is they're going to let small businessmen open back up, but they have to sign a document giving control of their business and how their business is operated to the governor. These forms are already printed up for businessmen to sign. I know some businessmen that have already been presented with these agreements, and they've shown them to me. Okay, so where the government is going to directly control your personal business. Okay.
You won't own your own business, Mitch. You won't own your own car. You won't own your own property.
You're going to have to rent it.
Yeah, you'll lease it or rent it. That's it. Now, you're getting this from a number of different sources. That is the plan. I just want to be sure that everyone understands that. This isn't just idle talk and chatter. This is the plan.
No, I'm reporting what people have told me, okay? Because, you know, obviously not all these things affect me. Also, with more variants of the COVID attacking us, these businesses will not survive, which is exactly what the Democrats want. The Democrats always try to foster dependency and hate people who can and will just take care of themselves. They want slaves on their plantation, no free people. Okay. People are told that the damage from the COVID pandemic is Trump's fault, although the Democrats conspired with an enemy nation to murder us. In reality, many people who lost loved ones to the coronavirus actually do blame the Democrats for murdering their loved ones just to gain political power. They're disgusted by it. Their hatred for the Clintons, the Gates, the Dr. Fauci, George Soros is unquenchable. It is total hatred. These people want to kill those responsible. Okay. They consider the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, and the healthcare establishment to be the enablers of the Marxists. They do not trust them, and if things break bad, they intend to burn medical establishments to the ground and kill every health worker they can. They have lost family members that they loved. This is the hatred. It's revenge hatred. Okay, so. These are just some things that we may see coming in the next few months, okay? Of course, if they murder these monsters, there will be calls for more gun control, but they don't care. They want revenge, okay? So they're not going to stop. They'll probably be the lone wolves that start everything up, okay? Then Biden's gun control policy will begin with gun buybacks. He has said so. Okay. If he does this, there are many groups that intend to attack these buyback sites, steal the money and guns, kill the cops, and kill all the cowardly traders that went there to sell their guns. Likewise, they have plans that if police and military go to their house to say, seize guns, they will die before they turn their guns and kill all of the soldiers and cops they can as they are traitors. They intend to attack and kill all people who peacefully give up their guns. The bottom line is that people have been preparing for a Marxist totalitarian police state for 4 years now. They've thought about many things. You never hear it in the newspaper. There are plans out there that I do not even know. So the human mind is extremely creative. The kind of terror and violence we're about to see after January 20th will be unparalleled in American history, okay? Or history of the world, actually, I might say, okay? This is never really discussed in the media because they really do think the American people are a bunch of ignorant hicks, okay? Gun confiscation could be what sets off a civil war. These people who want the civil war do not want America back. They have made up lists of all Democrats in their states and intend to exterminate every last one of them. These are things that people have told me. These are plans.
Wow. Wow.
Once again, let me say they're hypotheticals because they're conditional. It's
understood.
Like, if this happens, this is what they're going to do. Okay, to talk like that is not a crime. It's not a conspiracy. Okay, it's just talk. Okay.
I gotcha.
Okay, so you have to look at the fault lines in America because they're based on people's perceptions. It's got nothing to do with reason. It's an emotional response that's far more dangerous than a reasonable response, okay? There's those who think the election was rigged versus those who don't. Those who think the COVID pandemic is a pretext for a police state and nothing more versus those who believe the government lies that are told to them. They would think that those who think that the vaccine and the disease is the disease and the COVID epidemic is not a severe threat. So those who will rather die and take healthcare workers with them versus the sheep that sell their soul to Satan over something that will not hurt them. Okay, these are people that have said that if they're forced to take a vaccination, that is a battle to the death. They are on what Sun Tzu calls death ground. Okay, that means there doesn't matter if they're surrounded and there's no way out, they're going to fight harder and do more damage than they would otherwise. Okay, the government's putting them on death ground. Okay, there's some groups that said that if they're forced to take the vaccine, they would show up with a explosive strapped to their bodies to destroy their oppressors. They do not mind taking the sheep in line with them and have emphasized that that means women and children also.
You're talking about an extraordinarily deep and virulent, I'll use the word patriotism here, for the Republic and the Constitution.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What you're talking
these people,
about.
These people are backed up against the wall. They feel backed up against the wall. They feel their freedom slipping away. They are tired of it. They've had 9 months of a police state, and they're tired of it. Okay. So total war
there'll
is
be
coming.
A lot, be a lot, excuse me, one other thing, Mitch.
Go ahead,
there'll be a lot
go ahead.
Of police and a lot of military who will obviously switch sides and join that group.
You know, let
no
me
doubt.
Add in here something, too. You know, what I really love about our system in the United States that is going to work in the people's favor is the system of a sheriff being head of a county. Because
yeah.
A sheriff is an elected official, so, you know, he can't really be deposed, okay? It's a lengthy process. It's difficult to do. And the sheriff has no duty to enforce unconstitutional laws. The sheriff of Albuquerque, where Albuquerque is, Bernalillo County, Manny Gonzalez, he said publicly, he says, my deputies will not be enforcing unconstitutional laws. We have no duty to do that, and we will not do that. He's talking about the government's, the governor's dictates that she puts out about wearing masks, and there's a fine if you don't wear a mask, a fine if a business is open. So the sheriff has said, yeah, his deputies are not going to do that. I know several other deputies, and this is a Democrat state, but I know several other sheriffs that absolutely. As a matter of fact, the truth is, there's 33 sheriffs in this state, and only three of them are on board with the government. But let's bring that down to just two of them, because Manny Gonzalez was one of them that previously didn't really stand his ground. But the other 30 sheriffs, they all have all come out and said that they will not be enforcing the governor's dictates, that it's unconstitutional, and they don't care what the Supreme Court says, because, see, they had two Christmas services here in this state, in Albuquerque, during Christmas, and the governor fined those churches $5,000 for holding a service, okay? Freedom of religion doesn't mean that you fine churches for holding services, okay? That is not the freedom of religion, okay? So, but they took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court of New Mexico said, no, you have to obey the governor's orders, you know? So the court system is no longer a check or a balance on executive or legislative authority. As a matter of fact, the legislature in the state doesn't necessarily approve what the governor is doing and thinks they should have a voice in it. But the governor thinks otherwise, okay? So I recently found some other COVID truths that they are not widely stated, but it's good information for people to have, to know, okay, because we're talking about, oh, should you take this vaccine or not, okay? So researchers have found that 40 to 60% of the population already have some immunity to COVID because of them having the common cold in the past. People with blood types B and O are less affected by the virus. Okay. It is a positive sense single-stranded RNA virus that mutates rapidly. That is why vaccines for them are pointless. Okay. An example, the New York Times said on 12/31/20 that a new strain of COVID has appeared, and that is why we must speed up the vaccinations. The Associated Press said on 12/31/20 that the new strain has a different protein chemical composition of the spike than the other did, okay? Antibodies are extremely specific, so the vaccination they want you to take will not protect you from the new strain of COVID, okay? So they know this. But what they want to do is have wave after wave of infection and lockdowns forever. They even said this at the very beginning, that it would be wave after wave and lockdown after lockdown. They didn't even keep it a secret from us, okay? So I did a lot of research. I went back to 2015 also on international relations, okay? So their goals are kind of simple. It's to impoverish the world for the Great Reset, to destroy all major powers by World War III, including nuclear war between the USA, China, Russia, India, Pakistan, and Iran, and Turkey, and the European Union. We made the world over with the League of Nations after World War I, then the United Nations after World War II, and after World War III, a Zionist globalist state. Marxism is a tool of Zionism, and the Zionists will exterminate the Marxists once they come to power. They will also eliminate parasites, which is all of the people on welfare. All of those FEMA camps are for them. Billions will perish in this war and the executions that follow. Okay? It's all for a better world, though. Okay? It's for a good cause, Jeff. All right? They're convinced of it. They think they're doing the world a wonder. Okay. I've looked back at intelligence from 2015, and they've been planning World War III since they've started planning the COVID pandemic. They both started at the same time. They give themselves away because in their magazines, okay, in their media meant for only them, that the rest of us don't read, they openly say what they're thinking is. Okay? They don't even make a secret of it. So, I don't know. On New Year's Day, I like to look at the media from all over the world because countries, they both reflect on the past year and they also talk about what they think is coming next. So what I want to do is I want to read you the headlines from titles from the Russian news media on January 1st alone, okay? As rival U.S. administrations antagonize China and Russia in turn, it's clear for Beijing and Moscow they must stick together. take the jab or lose your job. Medical journal calls for a mandatory COVID vaccine, says noncompliance could incur a penalty. Bill Gates says final hurdle to distributing a COVID-19 vaccine will be convincing people to take it. Round up the anti-vaxxers, enlist religious leaders. Bill Gates warns U.S. needs to brainstorm ways to reduce vaccine hesitancy. Will relations between old adversaries, the U.S. and Russia, improve under Biden? No, they'll only get worse.
Yeah, sure.
Civil war, medical discrimination, spy satellites, and cyborgs. How 2021 could make us yearn for 2020. Okay, and finally, 2020, the year that may have finally broken American politics and perhaps the USA itself. Okay, so these are all people overseas looking at us and what they see, what they think. Okay, so you can see that it's all coming together.
Mitchell, this is absolutely fascinating because of the sources you have and the information you're giving. And I hope everyone is paying very close attention to this. It's crucially important.
Well, I even picked up some stuff from the U.S. press. New York State Democrat lawmaker proposes a bill to detain disease carriers the governor deems dangerous to the public health. So now they're gonna lock you up if you test positive for the virus. Okay.
And the test is a joke. Everybody knows it. Who cares now? The test is a fraud. It doesn't work. It's a joke.
Well, it's got like 3-4% efficiency.
Correct. It's 94% false positive, and the rest are false negatives. Yeah. It's a fraud. Yeah. Even the guy who invented it, Kerry Mullis, said this test is not suitable to determine any clinical infection in anybody. It's not that kind of a test.
Well,
this is a PCR pandemic, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, here's what the problem with the test is: it's a PCR, so it amplifies DNA. Okay. So if you've ever had a cold in your life, test positive. You stand a good
sooner or later,
positive.
They'll find a piece of the DNA there. That's right.
That's right.
It's a joke.
That is exactly right.
And
also,
this is not a vaccine. Not a vaccine.
No,
it's a carrier.
It's not going to do it. It's not going to help you. I mean, listen, Jeff, the thing is people just, if you stop and look at this, I mean, it's like, okay, so there's never been an mRNA virus vaccine ever made before. Okay, ever. Even the Sputnik V of Russia is not an mRNA virus. It's just an adenovirus that is made to produce the protein of the outer shell of the COVID to evoke an immune response. The Sinopharm, the Chinese one, is actually just a cold virus that they have made grow the spikes for the coronavirus on it, so that you'll build antibodies to it. Okay. But, at the same time, you listen to them and they say that, well, they've had people that have recovered from the disease and, 3 or 4 months later, they have no antibodies left. So, just try to fathom what is the purpose of this vaccine, because it has not got the purpose of stopping this disease. I mean, even when they started rolling out the vaccinations, Dr. Fauci said, we're still going to have to be locked down for 18 months. We can't open. You still have to wear masks and social distance for 18 months. Okay, what's he saying? Is he saying that really this vaccine doesn't do anything for you at all?
Get used to it. Oh, look, the guy is a thug. He's one of the worst of the worst. He's a medical thug, a liar, fraud.
Yes.
And this goes way, way back.
It goes back. He's done some harm in his lifetime. He's harmed many people throughout his life.
Well said.
Okay. And for selfish reasons and stuff, usually. So.
For selfish reasons and money, of course.
Yeah. Exactly. So I even found when I was just looking around at different things, just what I did is I spent the whole day on the first just going through foreign media, looking to see what I could find. I found this report that says, the economist says Great Reset will cause a crash worse than the 1930s. Okay. And he's just saying, like, the Great Reset is real. It's happening now, and it will lead to devastation worse, much worse, than the Weimar Republic, a German economist has warned. Okay? So this was apparently from a German source.
Okay. Right.
Dr. Anthony Mueller, professor of economics at the Federal University of Sergipe in Brazil, says that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic is being used as a cover by the globalist elite to destroy small businesses and hasten a new world order based on expertocracy, climate degreeing, religion, and brutal depopulation. We could have never got that printed in the United States, but in the Brazilian media, I guess it was cool. Brazil has not shut down its economy or nothing. They did not respond like
correct.
They did.
Right.
They're open for business.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and are they doing worse than the United States? Well, no, they're not. You know, it's sort of funny that, yes, we all have to wear masks to stop the spread of this virus. Okay. But then, if you go to places where nobody wears a mask, it doesn't spread the virus any more than in places where people do wear masks.
Not at all. It's all a lie. It's all a contrived political fraud. That's what it is. And worse.
And the 6 feet apart, well, they need to do that, Jeff, because, you see, if they're trying to track you personally, if you're,
right.
say you're in a bar full of people, well,
right.
they can tell you're in the bar, but they don't know where in the bar. If they can get you to stand 6 feet apart, then they can track
you
down any time. Yeah,
yep.
They can go right to you and stuff. So so there's ulterior motives for all of this. The more and more I read into this vaccine, the more nightmarish it becomes. I even think when you read in Revelations about the first plague that there'll be very painful sores and this sickness that everybody will get. Well, they want to vaccinate everybody in the world with this. So we have no earthly idea what an mRNA vaccine will do.
Never
to
will.
You.
No.
No idea. They've just invented it this year. Okay, so I have seen cases of, people have just died from it, just dropped dead from it.
We had another nurse today in Puerto Rico, 2 days after she took it, dead.
Yes,
second one.
Second one. And then they've had already cases of what they call monsterism. And they show
yes.
pictures of these people that have taken the shots.
Yes, they're
they
up on the
terribly
up in the news.
Malformed. Yeah.
Well, their face bloats out in big, big like round bubbles. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
And then there's Bell's palsy.
Exactly.
Your face is entirely paralyzed on one side. That doesn't go away. This is really, really bad. It is not a vaccine. It's a lie, and God only knows what they're going to do to those of us who are trying to alert, and there are a lot of them, thank God, that are trying to alert the public. Don't take the shot.
I would not take it under any circumstances.
No circumstances.
None at all. I mean, listen, if there was an mRNA virus that they started working on 50 years ago, and they have 50 years of data on it, okay, it might be a different story, but they only have 9 months of data on this. Okay, they don't know
right.
what the long-term effects of this are going to be. They don't even know what's going to happen to these people 1 year from now.
No, I think in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you're going to see a lot of dead people who take this vaccine. That's what I think.
I think you are correct. I think that's actually very sound information. You know, if you think about some of the stuff in Revelations when it talks about the mark of the beast, it says you can't buy or sell without it. Well, the people down at the store already told me, well, I have to get the vaccine or I'll lose my job. Well, they're not going to have to buy or sell anything if they don't make any money, okay? But it goes beyond this. I read an article, of how this vaccine can hook up to you digitally, and you'll be able to, they'll be able to tell you have the vaccine. They'll be able to quickly scan you and see you have it. And then you can use that because, see, money can pass the germ around. So we got to get rid of money. And you can't use credit cards where we have to punch in PIN numbers because we have to touch something to do that. So what they want to scare us into doing is thinking that, oh, we just want to need to wave a hand or something in front of the machine to pay. And they'll put credits on your in your DNA or something. And DNA computing is... it's not a new thing. It's something they've been working on for decades, okay? So you can't buy or sell, and it says that they will force you to take it, okay? It's not an optional thing. It's something that they're going to force you to do. But Scripture makes clear that if you take it, you're doomed forever, you know? You will suffer miserably if you take it. Okay, so you know, the whole thing is when these intelligence people are talking about how to run an operation, they say creating confusion, using deception is always critical. Okay, and of course we know that Satan is the great deceiver, so he would look at all the ways you think that the mark of the beast would be, and he'll come up with something different that you're not suspecting. I mean, listen, back in January of last year, I would have never thought that they would have brought about the conditions for a globalist Marxist government, totalitarian state, by using public health as the reason. And this gets worse, Jeff, because 1,500 CDC employees signed a letter saying that they need to declare racism as a public health issue, okay? A public health emergency, racism, okay? Well, I don't know. I don't see that much racism around me, so I don't know exactly how they're going to detect what's racist unless they just want to kill all the white people. I mean, you know, if you listen to the rhetoric, only white people can be racist. So the only way to get rid of racists is to get rid of white people. I mean, follow the logic. It's like
there's no logic there. Look, the bottom line is real simple about racism.
Yeah.
Whites are the least racist of all people. They have a soft spot. I'm talking about the larger picture of whites. They don't hate.
No, I agree.
They're kind.
I agree.
And that's been their downfall.
Well, I agree 100%. It's like I noticed that a year ago, before the George Floyd protests, BLM and Antifa started, amongst my social circles and my friends, I never once heard anybody ever say the N-word. Okay. What's happened to BLM's activism? What has that created? Now I don't know any friend that doesn't use pejoratives for other races. They are creating racism.
They've created their own monster. They've made that that horrible paradigm reality. They, the racists among them, they've done it themselves. They were on the way to more than equality in many ways with affirmative action and the rest of it. And now, and the funny part is a lot of blacks use the N-word all the time on their own people.
Oh, yes.
They refer to themselves as niggers. They call themselves that.
And now
they're calling whites that N-word, too.
Oh, yeah. They're, well, you know, if you remember back, Tulsi Gabbard, after the first debate and stuff, the New York Times called her a white supremacist.
I know.
She's not even white, you know? I mean, they throw these words reach out, like, you know. And not only that, but in my personal life, I have a hard time actually finding a white supremacist. Okay, it's just like it's true. It's a boogeyman that doesn't exist.
I've absolutely been on that same page, as have probably 99%+ of our listeners. We just don't think like that. Now we've been given ample reason to think like that, and then some.
But you know, what's interesting, because I've met with some groups that, that, of course, the government would call them extremist groups. I've met with them, and they've shown videos of black people speaking out against different things and stuff that the Democrats are doing. Black people calling the Democrats Marxists and stuff. I mean, just saying the truth and stuff. And these extremist groups say, you know, we need to make contact with those people. They're thinking like we do. Okay. So explain how to me that they are racist groups. You know, they're more about issues than they are race. If they find somebody from a different race that thinks the same way, they're thinking alliance. They're not thinking attack. They're thinking alliance. You know? So who are the racists? Well, the racists are the Democrats. The Democrats are traditional racists. They've always been racist. They want to enslave everybody, though. They want to enslave white people, too, though. They don't want to limit it to just certain people. They want everybody to be a slave. You know, they have not changed their colors since Andrew Jackson in the 1830s or whatever. They have not changed their tune a bit. They have maybe disguised what they want, but they want the same thing they always want. The people that vote for them, they have nothing but contempt for the people that vote for them. They think that they're stupid sheep to vote for them. They even sit back and gloat over how these people, they have oppressed them traditionally. They are the oppressors. They are the people who created all the problems. And yet they can buy these people. Okay. They buy them through their dependency and their sense of entitlement, which they create. They create that sense of entitlement. They create that culture of grievance in order to do this, right? The Democrats created the culture of grievance and created the sense of entitlement that that their voters have. They created that in order to get these people's support. And these are the people. Listen, who is it that wanted to give women the vote? Republicans. Who gave Indians the vote? Republicans. Who gave black people the vote? Republicans.
Who took us to war? World War One, World War Two. That's right.
Because they're headed. They want a world government. They don't want just us. Okay, but we can go back. It's like you say. Here's one line. I live in the West, so I hear this all the time. But they say that, oh yeah, the white people came in and stole all the Indians' lands. The white people did. The white man did. Well, no, they didn't. What it was is President Buchanan, a Democrat, in 1860, signed the Homestead Act, which gave Indian lands to anybody who wanted to come and take it. Anybody.
That's right. That's right.
And it's Democrats that stole the land from the Indians. It's the Democrats that put them on reservations. Okay, it was the Democrats that stole half of Mexico from Mexico. James Polk was a Democrat. It was a Democrat, Andrew Jackson, that sent all the Indians to west of the Mississippi, the Trail of Tears and stuff. I mean, as you see Antifa and you see Black Lives Matter tearing down statues and stuff, you got to realize what they are doing is they're wiping away memory of the Democratic Party's sins. That's what they're wiping away. They're not wiping away. They're doing that on behalf of their oppressors. Okay? They're wiping evidence away. Wiping away from the memory of the people who's really responsible for all the evil things that have happened in our country. And that's the Democratic Party.
Yes, sir.
And
all right, Mitch.
Now they've gotten to the point where they're going to take over our government.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep. All right. That's outstanding material. Just really devastating information. Thank you very much for that.
Okay,
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Always, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you. Maybe we'll get you back later this week, if you're available.
Okay, I'll let you know when I'm in town, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Mitch. All right. Mitchell Henderson, and that's hour number one, and we'll be right back.